Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love. And today, welcome special guest, Sue Elliott, founder and editor-in-chief of Law of Attraction magazine and originator of Heartfelt Holidays, an audio program which provides the shifts necessary to find more peace, ease, and joy at the holiday times when many people may be feeling depressed, anxious, fearful, irritated, or upset during the time of Thanksgiving to New Year's. Sue is also a leading personal executive transformation coach. Hello, Sue.
Hello, Cheryl.
Welcome. You know, Sue, as listeners of Healing From Within know, guests and I offer methods and insights into the human psyche and conditions to better understand who we are through self-investigation and the self-mastery of the many emotions, both positive and negative. The goal is to reach our greatest potential for health and prosperity through wisdom and an understanding of both our spiritual and physical needs. In today's episode, you and I will discuss not only the pressures of meeting end-of-year deadlines at work and dealing with family and friends who are perhaps also stressed and anxious about the holiday season, a season and time which really should bring so much joy and love, but often overwhelms many people dealing with issues of their own personal growth and the issues of others around them. So, Sue, please tell us something of your earliest recollections around the holiday times and how this may have influenced you, wishing you to help others find simple ways to deal with challenges in their lives.
You know, one of my early memories of feeling issues around giving and receiving and asking for what I want was, and I'm sure it was really the way I presented it, I remember coming home and saying, you know, Leslie, the girl down the street has a blah, blah, blah. How come I don't have a blah, blah? Can I have one, you know, for Hanukkah? And there was something about the way I had said it that really triggered my parents. And they were like, we don't care what Leslie has. You know, that has nothing to do with what you should have. And I remember I was really little. I was maybe 5 or 4. And I stopped asking for what I want when I want it. And it affected me for years. You know, we when we're that young, we don't really understand what's going on. And, you know, who knows? Maybe my parents were having an argument before I walked in the house. It probably had nothing whatsoever to do with me because I was not a deprived child, and they really loved to give me things that brought me joy. But I created a story inside myself around something that happened when I was too young to understand the larger circumstances. And we all do that. We all have these weird, dysfunctional stories going, you know, limiting beliefs that come from childhood that we can unlock. And that's why I created the Heartfelt Holidays audios, to go through and unlock all of these subconscious patterns that we have so that we can find more joy at the holidays and feel less triggered as we go through our days.
Well, absolutely. The mind and the heart and the energy that at a cellular level download those impressions, and you saw your parents as being less than loving and harsh, and you really didn't understand why, because you were asking for something very simply that you thought could be provided, and you didn't understand the consequences of their reaction at the time. And I was the same way as a child. I was very intuitive, so I would just in my mind envision, oh, I was going to get a red skirt, or I was going to have, you know, a new doll, and then my birthday would come, perhaps, and my relatives would give me a couple of presents, and I didn't receive what I wanted. And I couldn't understand how they didn't know what I wanted, because even though I didn't say it, I thought they should be able to know, like I knew things intuitively that were happening, that they were the same way. So I was very much like you, and I did stop asking, and I thought I could be self-sufficient and provide whatever I needed in this world, which I did a pretty good job of. But I want our listeners out there to know that asking and communicating in any way you do it, in a meditative state or with friends that you work with, is the way to set up an environment and an energy of cooperation and giving and receiving love and respect, and it is probably the only way to achieve your goals. So it's good you told that story, and we see that we really must learn to ask and express ourselves as clearly as we can without going into those darker emotions and blaming anyone out there for not giving us what we need, because we can have what we need and what the soul and spirit needs, maybe not always what we want, but what we truly need for our development. So let's go on to tell us something of the leading mentors or teachers who helped open your thinking to the law of attraction and how it may be used to secure a less stressful and a more peaceful lifestyle.
Oh, well, the most profound teachers along those lines were Abraham and Esther Hicks. You know, I used to get the twice weekly or twice monthly CDs, listening to Abraham share about what the law of attraction was and how the purpose of life is joy. And that Abraham's approach to law of attraction teachings was filled with so much love and playfulness and fun. It really resonated with my core frequency. And I went on to read many, many other teachers. You know, Wayne Dyer's teachings are very compatible with this. And so many others who brought other pieces to the puzzle. I love Marianne Williamson's A Return to Love, where she talks about everything either coming from love or from fear, as it's taught in A Course in Miracles.
And absolutely. Yes, A Return to Love was such a beautiful, moving book. And I know you also mentioned Don Miguel Ruiz, who was a guest on this show, and Neil Donald Walsh and Dr. Gary Chapman. I also have read every one of the books you have read, and it is the way we are being drawn, people of a certain vibration and energy, as we are growing and expanding in our love and respect for life and love of life, we are sort of developing a community of like-minded people, and whether we actually meet these people or whether just resonate with their thinking, we are giving out much of ourself with them in a cooperative effort for the world to make the changes that are necessary at this time. So,
and that's such a perfect, you know, segue of a description of what the law of attraction is about in the way that I teach it, in the way that I've learned it, which is that like energy attracts like. So when we go through life feeling angry, we attract more things to feel angry about, and we see angry people everywhere we go. And when we're going around feeling joyful, we attract more things to feel joyful about. Or if we're feeling serene, we attract more things that feel like serenity, and we can bring that into other people's spaces too. And at the holidays, I mean, who wouldn't like more serenity, really? Especially what a gift you can be to go into a mall, you know, around Christmas time and bring that energy of serenity or joy.
That's true. Yeah, because people are so rushed and so overwhelmed by their responsibilities that when a person like you or I walk in and we are following the law of attraction, we are the law of attraction, we are that energy, we bring a great sense of peace, and people do feel it when they stand next to another person. We're all empathic. We all are sensory beings. And when we start to use this sixth sense, this inner sense, we can actually do so much for ourselves and others. Now, you have been a transformational coach for many years now, and also a magazine editor, and that's all helped you tremendously in your communication skills. Please tell us of your style of coaching and how it has helped your clients.
My style of coaching sounds like very much like what you do. It's very intuitive. So I connect with my higher self and with my client's higher self, and we work together to identify the patterns that are playing in their lives, and then to bring in the light and clear those patterns, to just completely dissolve the lies that we have playing in our subconscious and the patternings and entrainment and the ways that our culture has told us certain things, and we just erase it. So by the end of sessions, my clients always say that they feel very light, they feel very open, and they feel very peaceful. And all of that density, all of that heaviness that we've picked up through life can be washed away, just completely cleansed by the light, by spirit, in no time at all.
Absolutely beautifully stated. Now, I do Reiki energy healing, and when I have a client on the table at the end of the session, I look in their face and their color has shifted, and a lot of the worriedness and tiredness is erased, and they open their eyes, and there is just such a relief and a gratitude for knowing themselves a little better and this state of being that's possible for them. So yes, we work much the same way, and it is through our intuitive nature and our knowing that we have to allow and accept and surrender to the flow of life without struggling so much to figure it all out. It will come to us what we need, and it's great relief to let go of so many of those worries from our childhood or those impressions or imprints that came to us through too many belief systems and too much knowledge that may not have been necessary for our life plan. So I love that. And I just interviewed Barbara Moriarty and Dimitri Moriatis, and they're authors of Communing with the Divine. And they speak of the spiritual hierarchy or the levels of life beyond this physical world. And they, of course, talk about the angels and higher vibrational beings and how we are able to receive help from them. Now, some of us are aware of the downloading of information that's coming to us to assist us. Others may not be, but that's okay. Everyone is being assisted by this higher intelligence, call it what you will, universal energy or source or God, however you will discover it. So I think you're pretty much working with some of that too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And actually, listeners, I'm sure your listeners are already doing this, but it's so wonderful to bring that reminder and that remembrance in at the holiday time. So when you're standing in the mall and you're shopping, you can tune into the angels or God or your higher self or whatever you feel comfortable asking and help ask for help choosing gifts. Make it more fun. Make it a treasure hunt for the angels. You know, take the pressure off yourself, delegate it to your higher self to figure out what to get for people, and then just go collect things.
You know, it's so funny you said that because the other day I was looking for a birthday present for my niece. And I always ask my mom, who's in spirit, who had very good taste, to let me find something that's exactly right and the right price also. And there, right in front of me in the store, was this necklace, which was something she loved, very good costume jewelry. And it was something that she would have worn and something she would have loved. And it was really very appropriate for this person. So I just smiled and I said, thank you. You made that easy for me. And it's happening all the time. If we put out that thought of what we need, big or small, we will get the assistance. We might not always want to follow what comes in. And that's our choice. And we do have free will. And we are able to take a little turn away from what might be too obvious if we want to go and explore something else for the moment. But the opportunities are always there for us. It's just a matter of awakening and paying attention and smiling and being grateful when we receive these gifts or help. So let's go on to some of the experiences clients may have shared with you.
Oh gosh, I've worked with a lot of clients who are business owners, and they always seem to say the same kind of things. You know, after I started working with you, I had my best month ever in business. I got the most new clients or the highest sales, or I feel much more comfortable talking about price when I'm working with my clients. I feel much more clear about what my work is and what my mission is. I've helped a lot of clients also with marriages, deciding to stay in or not. Going through divorce very consciously and lovingly, and helping their children to cope with it at the same time. There seem to be, as I'm sure you're finding too, a lot of patterns that come up over and over again.
Yes, and
So
you
even if
know,
it's
yeah, what you're doing probably is very much what any good counselor or loving friend or parent or sibling does. They allow the other person to discover for themselves what choices that they need to make without judgment. And I'm sure by just allowing the person just to talk to you, sometimes the person sees for themselves where it has to go, and you have not really given them too much input, or but you've answered honestly if they've asked you a question, and you have helped them to discover what it is that they must do, and they will do it, and they
And
will do it
oftentimes the biggest gift,
graciously. Yeah.
yes, oftentimes the biggest gift I can be for my clients is, first of all, opening up and holding a space for their clarity,
Yes.
and then asking the questions that help them see their patterns. Because all the years of being a magazine editor, actually, and it just seems that my superpower is clarity. Like, I can look at somebody's life, you could talk to me for 2 minutes, and I will see your major patterns that keep playing. That just happens to be my special skill.
That's a
So
brave,
I can
beautiful
hold a
gift.
space. Thank you. Yes, it's been wonderful since I figured out what to do with it.
Yeah. And you'll have
And
other,
it's been.
and as you go along, you will be given other gifts along with it, and it will change. It's frequently upgrading. It's like I just
Yes.
got a new cell phone, and it was very complicated getting it all set up. It was time to trade in the other one. But once you get to use it and you see the new features, it makes life so much more wonderful. So we might go through a little period where something is difficult in making a shift or a change, and we might not see the reason for having done it. But you know what? In the end, everything is happening just according to a big divine intervention from upstairs, and in the end, it leads to self-fulfillment and to greater joy in knowing who we are as spiritual beings having a physical life and as loving beings who are quite capable of creating what we want without too much interference from the outside world. So we can pull it out from within us and share it and spread it. And no better time to do it than at the holiday time when all this stress is just pressing so hard on most people. So you mentioned five key ways that we torture ourselves at the holidays. Can you tell us something about this?
Sure. One of the ones that seems to come up for absolutely everyone is comparing our real families and the memories of holidays that we've had with our families with the perfect families that we see in movies and on TV. It's like everybody has this sort of Norman Rockwell, dad carving the turkey at Thanksgiving table image of what the holidays are supposed to be like. And even people who come from really happy families don't have those picture perfect memories. You know, we all have real regular people in our families, and maybe we did have a dad who carved the turkey at the table, and maybe we did go sledding on Christmas, and we're beating ourselves up because we can't recreate that now for our children or for ourselves. Or maybe we didn't have anything like that, and we're just so bitter and resentful that we didn't have the childhood we were supposed to have. And it helps so much to just let go of all of that, to let go of the comparison, let go of the guilt, the shame, the blame, and just let people be who they are. And I find that it really helps to let the things that make us crazy be cute and quirky. You know, it's just a little shift in perception. It's like, oh yeah, Uncle Jack just had his fifth cocktail again, and he's starting to slur his words, and he's spitting at the table. Oh, he's doing that quirky thing he does every year. Rather than, you know, as you start to feel yourself get warm and your blood pressure's going up, it's like you can take a breath and just, he's going to be Jack, he's going to be himself. Maybe we could just like find a way to laugh this year about it instead of getting upset. And I used to do that with my dad. My dad had dementia toward the end, and he did some really challenging things. And when I decided that it was just going to be that cute, quirky thing, I would giggle to myself, and all the energy that was starting to build and feel uncomfortable would just diffuse, and I can relax again and go on and have a more joyful interaction with him. So I
Absolutely.
promise it does work with family.
Yes, absolutely. And what you're really saying is to shift the experience of the holidays in a way that's not self-defeating, but truly self-empowering and self-loving and loving for the other people and creating new attitudes. So we can do
Yes.
this by trying, you're saying this, trying new experiences. Don't look to the past, what was. Be in the moment. And be in this
Yes.
holiday time and try something new. Invite new people into your circle. Treat old problems just a glance, let it fly right over you and have new kindness in remembering something that may have in the past given you a challenge. And all these ways will make this holiday, especially this holiday, and it doesn't have anything to do with competition and being in the past, because the past is the past, the present is right now, and the future has already been planned for us too. There's nothing to worry about for that either. We will walk towards our destiny and our plan, and the way to do that most graciously is to be trusting, to be hopeful, to be loving, and we can make wonderful outcomes from whatever situation is present at the moment. Now, you say many of us find ourselves stuck in the worry habit from time to time, and I find that to be very true. I used to be very much like that, and I am glad that I have moved away from that and don't have the same amount of worrying because I'm much more accepting and allowing now of whatever happens. But it's most important around the holiday season that we learn how to deal with the worry habit. So can you tell us some ways we can escape this pattern, the worrying pattern?
Oh, yes. One of the beauty of being a worrier is that you are very good at creating mental stories and pictures. And so you can take that ability and you can use it to your advantage. From a law of attraction standpoint, worrying is creating something you don't want in your future. You're creating a lot of energy, a lot of emotion around an outcome that you do not desire. But you can take that exact same practice, if you will, and turn it around in the other direction. And one of my favorite ways to do this is actually an Abraham technique, and it's called Wouldn't It Be Wonderful? So when you find yourself worrying about something, oh God, what if Uncle Jack does that thing at the dinner table again? What if I get, stuck in lines and I can't get all the gifts I need to get? I don't have enough time. If you start to go into those patterns, those snowballing mind speak patterns, you can turn it around. You can go, wouldn't it be wonderful if, I got there and there was no one in line? Wouldn't it be wonderful if they put on extra clerks and the lines moved super fast? Wouldn't it be wonderful if Uncle Jack was actually a delight to be around this year? Whatever it is, when you start to play the wouldn't it be wonderful, instead of it helps to overcome what I see as a problem in some visioning processes where part of your body or part of your being is saying, yeah, right, because you don't believe it, as can be a problem with affirmations. Wouldn't it be wonderful is not saying it's definitely going to happen, but it's opening up a space where you can allow for the possibility of things being the way you want them to be. So you can take those exact same scenarios and just spin them around.
So what you're saying is to ask these wonderful, powerful, open-ended questions. Wouldn't it be wonderful
Absolutely.
to do this and to find this experience and to be part of this experience? What you're really doing then is asking the universe, the angels, to see the bigger picture because they do see what's ahead for us. You're allowing them to bring into
Right.
our energy field and our view and our life what we are just allowing to happen.
Which is so wonderful because that makes the process so much more powerful. So we can be very specific, sort of when we're starting out, like, wouldn't it be wonderful if Uncle Jack was different this year? But even better is to be even more open-ended about it and focus on how you want to feel. So wouldn't it be wonderful if, I could feel relaxed and kind and loving during family dinner this year? Wouldn't it be wonderful if I could feel really easy about shopping? And the bigger the picture, the easier it is for God and the angels and the universe to fill it in with the specifics that match that energy that we're asking for. So if I know that today I want to be compassion and I want to be joy, that's all I have to ask for first thing in the morning, and I can go out and I can just be compassion and joy all day, and boy, is that a wonderful day.
Absolutely. Now, you say it is torture for some people to compare their real families and memories to what they saw as perfect families on television and in the movies and in the media. And I'd like to respond to that and say, many people are highly influenced by the media and in keeping up with the Joneses and preconceived ideas about what's acceptable and not acceptable, what's perfect and not perfect, what's good and what's bad, and the duality of their ego-minded thinking and the split or divide between their soul world and their physical world. You know, in my new book, The Living Spirit, I have a passage discussing taking responsibility for our happiness, and I give a quote from Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, which has always resonated deeply within me, and it's a speech made by Cassius, who says, "The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves, that we are underlings." And for me, this implies a truth that finding happiness and joy and comfort at any time of the year and in any situation must come from knowing ourselves from within, honoring ourselves for our strengths, knowing our weaknesses, and realizing that the outside world is not what creates any problem. It is our perception of ourselves and others that limits us. So we also have to know that there really is no perfection in a physical world. There's always change and room for growth and going towards new goals. So I just wanted to share that because I think that will help a lot of people at the holiday time realize not to look for perfection and not to look for something that belongs to maybe another person. Be happy what belongs to us.
Right? Oh, yes. The more gratitude we have, the more appreciation we have, the more joy we have, and the more we're a match to the things we do want. So years ago, I trained myself to drive down the road and look for things to appreciate, whether it was a pretty tree or a cloud or the color of the car next to me. And just as I went through my day, to be looking for things to appreciate. And that's really helpful at the holidays, you know, especially when you find yourself like stuck in a long line, whether you're at the bank or at the airport or in a store. If you can just look around for things to appreciate and sort of enjoy that moment of quiet, you know, we're running so fast at this time of year, standing in line can actually be like a little mini meditation period if you just change your idea of what it is. So we can kind of just take that time to bliss out and breathe and count our blessings, or, you know, if you're standing in a store, look for pretty things around you, or compliment the person in front of you in line for her shoes or his briefcase or whatever it is. There's always something that you can do that feels good that you can choose to focus on in the moment.
And that's what I was just thinking as you were speaking, in the moment. So let's ask our listeners to remember their moment is from their perception and from their heartfelt needs and the love for their life. And we're going to ask them at holiday time and every day to take a moment to know themselves a little bit better and to be happier with themselves. I want to thank you, Sue Elliott, for Heartfelt Holidays, the audio tapes of how to have happy, torture-free holidays, and for sharing your intuitive insights for seeing each situation as an opportunity for positive movement towards health, fearlessness, and a wonderful life journey. For more information and to purchase the tapes, go to lovingmyself.com. In summarizing today's show of Healing From Within, we have taken a look at the many issues that engage our attention on a daily basis, and not merely at the holiday time, and how by developing our own inner state of positive thinking and positive action, while letting go of negative intrusions by outside sources or past patterning in our childhood, we are able to create and manifest joy and health at the holiday time when old pressures or triggers of previous events attempt to unbalance and jeopardize the happy experience that is possible for us. As we discovered in today's show, it is not perfection that we should strive for or coveting what others do or have at the holiday time, but strive for developing ourselves each day in every situation to be the best that we can and be an example for other people to live joyfully and cooperatively with others. Sue and I would hope that this holiday season finds you in good humor and cheer, enjoying your own experience, no matter what. And therein lies your personal power to choose your own view of the season. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, and invite you to go to my website, CherylGlick.com, to hear many renowned authors. You may also go to dreamvision7radio.com and webtalkradio.net. Thank you for joining us.